It's our privilege. We get to start off this fellowship every morning. If this is your first time in the college training, we have a fellowship about having a time with the Lord. And to me, when I first came to the college training 2 years ago, I didn't know that we had this kind of line of fellowship. And I thought it was so wonderful. I wish I would have been able to have it when I was a college student. You get a whole... No, not anymore. It's so good, saints, that we have this week to actually practice. You know, we've all heard probably about having a time with the Lord in the morning, but we get to hear some different tips and kind of secrets, some practical handles, and then we get to go and spend time. After we share, we're just going to share very quickly this morning, then we'll have time to go and to practice spending time with the Lord. This, actually, in my experience, this became, when I was a college student, I didn't get to come to a college training, but I did have brothers around that did help me to have a time with the Lord in the morning, and I have to confess it became the best part of my Christian life unto this very day. If anything else falls away, but this can never fall away, is my time with the Lord. This is what makes our Christian life real. You know, we can go to meetings and we can do many other things, but if you don't have real contact with the Lord, then actually you have no Christian life, right? Our Christian life is just our fellowship with the Lord. Is living in us. And this is a secret, if you have never heard of it, but this is actually a quote-unquote secret, having a morning time with the Lord, known to many of the Lord's servants throughout time. Throughout the Bible, you can read in the Old Testament and the New Testament, there's all these examples of ones who went early to have time in prayer or in time in the Word. And even in church history, if you read some autobiography or biographies of some of the useful servants of the Lord in church history, you'll find that a lot of them had a time with the Lord in the morning. So as we're practicing this week, you can consider that you're being trained, you know, by all these ones, from the Bible, from all these servants of the Lord, is you're being brought into the same thing. And there's many wonderful items that we'll practice in morning revival, including praying, calling on the Lord, reading the Word. The morning time is the best time to read the Word. singing hymns. So as we go day by day, we'll get into different points. But actually, the most important point is that you need to do it in the morning, even early in the morning. And if you have your Bible, you can open to Mark 1:35. Just wanted to read one verse with you this morning. Amen. And this is the Lord Jesus himself having morning revival. Let's read it together. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still night, he went out and went away to a deserted place, and there he prayed. Good. So that you can see the title. I don't know if you see the title for today's session is Rising Early and Calling on the Name of the Lord. But actually in this verse, it's rising very early. Yeah, very early. So anyway, but... practically, as college students, I don't know what your normal time to get up is, why are you laughing, Moses? actually, the secret to a morning revival is, actually, this is just this phrase, a little bit earlier. It's just a little bit earlier. You know, if you try to set a goal of having, I'm going to get up, you know, when it's the crack of dawn, you know, 4:35, 5:30 in the morning. Oh, that's a wonderful heart that you have, but I don't know how long you'll be able to do it. just a little bit earlier. I don't know if wherever your practice is right now, maybe you already have a little time with the Lord. Maybe it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It'd be good just practice just a little bit earlier if you can. But don't set too high of a lofty goal or else you don't attain it, and then you just throw the whole thing away, right? My own experience was that I had some brothers when I came in the church when I was in college, and they started to have a little time together, a corporate, you could say, morning revival. I met with them on campus. I had an 8 o'clock class, And we would just try to meet up. We'd just find an empty classroom in the building and two brothers, and we would just get into some verses and have morning revival together. And it was wonderful. 7:45, sometimes I didn't get there till 7:55, so I just had 5 minutes. Sometimes I'd just be a little bit late to class because I was enjoying having time with the brothers, with the Lord. But eventually I was shepherded to do this not just with the brothers, but to do this by myself. And that way, it wasn't a time with the brothers anymore. It was just me and Jesus. And it was wonderful. And I started to notice, as I started to have this practice, I noticed it had an effect on my whole day. that I would have such a good time, and then I would just, there would be a reservoir in my being throughout the day. And then eventually, I don't know, sometimes I'd have failures, and I'd be like, Lord, I had a good morning revival. How can I have a failure? Right? So anyway, you go through all these experiences, but if you have that time with the Lord, you have a foundation for your whole day. I started to love it so much that I myself tried to start having a time at 5 a.m. actually. I would hike away. I lived with some brothers at this point in a little apartment complex, but I would get away from the brothers, get over to the campus. I would walk about 5-10 minutes. And I only did this for like 1 week, I think. But oh, I had a glorious time. All by myself there in the UT campus, still kind of dark out. People were just unlocking the doors to the buildings, but I was just there with the Lord. I still remember getting to 2 Corinthians 3, becoming precious stones. Yeah, so anyway, but it was wonderful, but it was not sustainable. But anyway, so so practically, like I said before, Billy's going to continue more with something more juicy, I think. But this is just more on the practical side. That when you do practice this, you know what time you need to get up, and so what determines your ability to get up in the morning is, guess what? Going to bed at night at the right time. If you want to have a good time with the Lord in the morning, don't try to stay up till 2 a.m., 3 a.m. and think you're going to get up at 6 a.m., you know. That won't work, right? You know, so try to get to bed on time. When you set, even just practically, you just set your alarm. Okay, I want to have 10 minutes, so I set it instead of 7:30 in the morning. I want to do 7:20 a.m., okay? Set your alarm there. And then actually, if you just do this, you just try this, you know what you'll do is you'll build up a little habit. And once you've done it just a few times, guess what? It gets a lot easier. And after you do this a few more times, you know what? Then even when you're tired in the morning and you want to go back to bed, something in you is just like, no, I've got to have this time. So anyway, Amen. That's just a practical help there. Amen.
So this week we hope that every one of us would have this kind of experience where you would go home and say, I want to have this time. Amen. I want to set my alarm clock a little early in the morning so I could have this time with the Lord. Amen. So the second topic this morning is about calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Amen. So some of you are new and to the college training and maybe not too long with us in the church life. So you probably heard saints calling on the Lord. I'm not going to tell you everything about calling on the Lord, but there's a good footnote in Acts 2:21, note 1. You can read that later. It's very, very refreshing. It talks about all kinds of people in the Bible that called on the Lord.
Amen.
And but for those of us that have been in the church life for a while, I guess this is my view. A lot of times I feel like maybe our view is kind of like when Nebuchadnezzar sets up an image and says, when the horns and the lyres and the bagpipes and the satraps play, bow down to the image. So in the meeting, the brothers say, let's call on the Lord 3 times. He say, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, not done yet? One more time. Oh, Lord Jesus. Sometimes that's our view, a very limited view of calling on the Lord. But actually, calling on the Lord is a very, very good way to get to the Lord, especially in the morning. Let's read Psalm 119, 146, and 147 on your sheet. Ready, go.
Over. I called upon you.
Save me.
I anticipated the dawn and cried out.
I hope in your words. So the psalmist cried out to the Lord early in the morning. When you call on the Lord early in the morning, you can't do what you do many times in the meetings. You're going to do that three times or at most four times, and you're going to be done, and you don't know what to do with your time. This morning, you're going to get about 20 minutes. What are you going to do with 20 minutes? Okay. You have to learn how to touch the Lord actually.
Amen.
You have to say, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I want to touch you this
Amen.
Morning. When you get into that mode of just saying the words, you're not thinking and you're not doing anything actually with your mind. And actually, I know in the meetings our mind wanders. But in the morning, it's good to learn to call, to focus ourselves on the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, even as you're saying, inwardly you could be praying, Lord, I want to touch you. Lord, oh, my heart is troubled. Lord, give me peace today. You could be inwardly praying, even giving your situation to the Lord. And a lot of times you feel like, oh, I'm not in the right mindset to call on the Lord. Recently, I went through all these different references in Acts 2:21, note 1, and it's really amazing how many kinds of situations the psalmist and the different characters in the Bible, in their situation, called on the Lord. And you might want to take down these verses. I'm not going to read them, but I want to give you some of the references. So if you identify with that, you could even use that as a springboard for your time with the Lord this morning. Judges 15:18, the psalmist called on the Lord when he was thirsty. If you're humiliated, Judges 16:28, you can call on the Lord when you feel humiliated. If you want an answer from Jehovah, from the Lord, Psalm 99:6. If you're distressed, is any of you distressed this morning? We should all not be in class, so we should be okay. But one brother skipped his class to come to the college training. So he might be a little bit distressed. 2 Samuel 22:7. Do you feel frail? Do you feel mortal? You can call on the Lord.
Amen.
Genesis 4:26. Do you feel persecuted? Psalm 31:17. Are you complaining a little bit this morning? Are you moaning this morning? Psalm 55:16 through 17. The psalmist actually called on the Lord, and the Lord heard all his moanings and complainings. You can do this to touch the Lord this morning. Some of you aren't so used to getting up early in the morning. Do you feel sinful? Do you feel you need to be forgiven? Psalm 86:5. This is so good. Listen to this. For you, O Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon you.
Amen.
So if you just feel full of sin this morning, you can just say, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In your time with the Lord, this is a really good verse.
Amen.
It's not all negative. Are you rejoicing? You can use Isaiah 12:3-4. Anyway, I have a lot more. Are you afraid? I'm skipping a few now. Jeremiah 3:57. Did you know that you can call on the Lord in the shower? I have a verse to prove it. I love to call on the Lord when I get in the shower in the morning. When I catch myself, just say, Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. And this morning I got in the shower. I can't wait to call on the Lord. I turned on the shower. Man, it's cold. Oh, man, it's so cold. So I was waiting for the water to get hotter. And I was getting more and more to the realization that it's not going to get hotter. Psalm 118:4. Out of my distress, I called out to Jehovah. Amen. It's scriptural to call on the Lord in the shower.
Amen.
So I just say, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I'm shivering in the shower. Amen. And then after a while, the Lord spoke to me too. It's not that bad, right? I said, Amen, Lord. So you can call on the Lord. You can say, oh, this morning, you would say, oh, I don't have a shower, or I don't have a toothbrush. But consider this. This is a college training, and you are giving yourself to be trained. How about some of you spend some time this morning learning to call on the Lord?
Amen.
Maybe you can even decide, one brother, Brother Dave, yeah, actually last night just suggested, maybe you would go and say, I will call on the Lord for the next 10 minutes. Not three times, not four times. For the next 10 minutes, I would just call on the Lord. Lord Jesus, really open up from your heart, not just doing the words. I hope you'll taste something so good that you will want to call on the Lord all the time. I think it's good. Should we touch the practical or you should? Okay. Amen.
So we're going to dismiss you in a minute. This is morning revival time.
Amen.
What's the point of that? Be revived. We're not here to do something. We're here to touch someone.
Amen.
To enjoy someone in our spirit. So if you touch the Lord, you succeed. If you don't, then there's a new morning tomorrow.
Amen.
So we're here to try some things. Maybe you'll have some experience you've never had before. So what we want you to do is go find a place where you can, obviously there's a lot of us, you can go in the meeting hall, you can go outside, stay on the grounds. You know, for the meeting hall, you can go to the backyard. Be aware there are neighbors. We like to call on the Lord. Sometimes we get very released. The neighbors may not appreciate that yet. They're not into early rising, calling on the name of the Lord. So be respectful of the neighbors, also of each other. A bunch of us will be in here probably. And if someone's really getting released, that may be a distraction. But I would say one thing in our time, be audible. Use your voice. It can be soft, it can be low. If you don't use your voice, two things will happen. One, your mind will wander. And then eventually you'll fall asleep. Some of you might be tired right now. But if you use your voice, just even, oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, I love you. Lord, you're so sweet. Just whisper, but be audible. That'll be a big help. So we will dismiss you, and we ask you, please do your best. Actually, we've got a lot of time. We'll go until 9:10, 10 after 9, then we have a break. What? Yeah, 9:10, yeah. So actually, you have a long time. Try calling on the Lord for a while. Set yourself a time. 10 minutes, praise the Lord. If you've never called on the Lord for 10 minutes straight before, try it. See what happens. Maybe that's too much. Say 5 minutes. Then we've got verses you can pray read. Do not use this time. This will be a regulation among the regulations. Do not use this time to memorize verses. Some of you may feel anxious about that. If you feel anxiety, take one of those verses, pray read that verse, call on the Lord, but don't use this time for studying. Don't use this time for anything other than I want to contact the Lord.
Amen.
Okay? So we can go there. We can go. Are there any places they shouldn't go? Okay. You can find a place safe, reserved. Turn your chair to the wall, something like that. And, yes? I think the downstairs is fine. Yeah. Outside, you can go to your cars. You may want to turn the air conditioning on. Anyway, but then come back at 10 after for a break, and then we'll have another meeting after that. Amen.